Well, talking about sport, my lunch with guest today is Adam Holland. Now, Adam is CEO of Progressive Sports Derbyshire, a really big sports fan. He manages teams across the county and is a real champion of sport and PE in primary schools. I'm going to let Adam tell us a little bit more about it. A very good afternoon to you. How are you?
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm okay. Thanks to you.
Yeah, not bad. Thanks. And I always ask my guests this because it all to do with food, obviously. If we were sitting down in a really nice coffee shop or a pub or a restaurant, what would you order off the menu for lunch?
This is going to embarrass me a little bit now. I mean, do you know what? Sausage and mash has got to be the main thing.
Love
I know it,
it
sounds a bit. Yeah, it's either that or a good steak, I think.
Oh, yes. Do you know what? Most people actually, Adam, most people will say, oh, a good steak yeah. And chips. Oh, yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Adam, there is so much to talk to you about. But first of all, I just want to take you back, like I like to do with all my guests. And just when you were a child, when you were growing up, was sport a really big part of your life?
Yeah, I mean, when we were obviously at primary school, there was the after school club offerings. And, you know, when the after school clubs were there, I was always, you know, getting the football boots on and I was on the field playing. And, you know, surprisingly, I wasn't great at PE, you know, back in primary school. And I didn't really enjoy PE, but I think because sport has moved on so much since then and PE has moved on so much, it's far more enjoyable for children now. But you know, there wasn't the lunchtime activities. It was kind of a couple of jumpers for the goalposts, and I was always stuck in goal because I was rubbish when I was trying to play football.
Oh, I love that. And it is really interesting you said it, because when I look back to my PE days at school, I mean, they were pretty poor, to be honest. I mean, the poor teacher would basically, you know, if you forgot your PE kit, I remember you had to run around like in, yeah. You know, your underclothes sort of thing with horrible plimsolls on. And it was never, it always seemed back in my day like a real afterthought, like PE was something we just had to do for half an hour once a week or something. But you've seen that really change, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, gone are the days where, like you say, you know, we'll do cross country and we'll just go for a run around the field and that's it. And the PE teachers stand there and you know, there's a few goals, there's a few footballs, off you go. You know, it's a lot more structured now, and the emphasis on, you know, making sure that children actually enjoy and look forward to PE rather than, you know, we don't want a child to sit there and think, oh no, I've got PE next. It's, I can't wait to go and do PE. So it has moved on so much, and there's so many more opportunities for children out there at the minute to explore different, you know, and experience different sports as well.
We will talk about that more later, because I know there's some great things that you do in school, some incredible things that, I mean, sound so much fun. But how did you get to being CEO of Progressive Sports Derbyshire? Because most of your jobs have been sort of around sport, haven't they?
Yeah, so when I was at high school, I was volunteering for Port Vale Football Club. It's my boyhood club. And they said, do you want to come and do some Saturday morning coaching? I thought, yeah, why not? And after a few years, when I'd, you know, come to the end of high school, they said, oh, do you want to have an apprenticeship for a couple of years? Now, at that point, I didn't want to go into sport or PE. I think I wanted to, you know, go to college and study a trade. So I went there, did the apprenticeship for 2 years, shadowing other coaches, going into schools, doing exactly what I'm doing now. And then after 2 years, they didn't have the finances to keep me on at the club. So obviously at that stage, you start looking for other opportunities. And this full-time position at Progressive Sports came up. So that was back in, I was 18 when I joined Progressive Sports down at head office in Rugeley. So I spent a good few years there. Kind of saw how to, you know, how to run a business. And I thought, you know, I can pretty much do this. So that's when I set up the franchise in Derby in 2015. So I've had the franchise now for 6 and a bit years.
Okay, wow, so fantastic.
A bit of a strange way to get into a business without going through all the business at uni or in a college. You kind of, I wouldn't say I've been thrown in there, but it was a little bit different to how other people might get to this position.
Yeah, but Adam, that's what's really good to hear, actually, especially, you know, after yesterday's A-level results and that sort of thing. Sometimes people do take a slightly different path to get to where they are. With regard to Progressive Sports Derbyshire, just tell us, what do you do?
So we've got a team of 15 coaches, and we go into local primary schools and communities. The main job that we do is we go in and deliver PE sessions for schools. We deliver after school clubs and lunchtime clubs as well. But such as now with the holiday courses. You know, we've got nearly 1,700 children across our holiday courses this week.
Wow.
You know, across four venues across Derbyshire, because there's such a need for, you know, children to be active. And, you know, we create safe and secure environments for the children to really, you know, enjoy themselves, have a great time and want to come back the next day as well. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what we do, is we offer sport and PE to schools and communities.
Now, with regard to going into schools to do PE, again, my horrible memories, even at secondary school, you mentioned their cross-country, which has just brought back horrendous memories of, like, you know, the rainiest day of the year. And what do? We get chucked out into a field to, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really good to hear, because a lot of teachers, I've got a lot of friends who are teachers, they don't want to teach PE. Their speciality might be science, there might be maths, and they're incredible at what they do. And when it comes to PE... It seems as though there is that shift now to getting people like yourselves into schools, because at the end of the day, you're trained in it, you make it fun, and you know what you're doing.
Yeah, and it's the flip side as well. So we wouldn't be asked by a school to go and teach English or maths or a core subject. You know, PE has to be a core subject. It has to be top of the priority. And like you say, we've got the specialists, we've got the knowledge, we've got the behaviour management of the children. We know what we're talking about. And, you know, we do have to, you know, sometimes explore this with schools and mention this a few times. Say, listen, we are the specialists. We know what we're talking about. Let us take your PE on. Let us, you know, really inspire your children, because we don't want PE, like you say, just to be something that people don't look forward to. And we don't want, you know, somebody standing there reading off a sheet saying, right, do this, do that. We know how to progress sessions. We know how to bring it back if the children aren't understanding things. So that's why, you know, it's vital that all the companies like ourselves are in primary schools and delivering a specialist subject.
Yeah, it's so good to hear that. And I think, again, I mean, sure, you've seen changes over the years as well. PE, again, I'm talking about my era, but it was an afterthought. It was literally like, oh, quickly get changed. We've got half an hour now. We're going to run outside, do something. But how are you finding there is a real shift in that? Are you finding that PE is more important to schools and should be more of a core subject?
Yeah, it's a lot more important, but I also think there's a lot more room for schools to make it more important. But we understand that, you know, there's so much that schools have to do nowadays, you know, to meet certain, you know, statistics and things like that. But, you know, PE can be used for such a medium for the health and well-being. You know, PE in the mornings can ensure that the children set up for the rest of the day right, because they're active, they're getting the blood pumping, the hearts are racing. So, you know, there is more room for PE to be, you know, more of a core subject. And I think with the continuation of the funding this year, so schools have got, you know, across the UK, £320 million to spend on, you know, providers like ourselves, we're upskilling teachers in PE. So we just need that to make sure it continues year on year, not just another 12 months. We need it to be a bit more sustainable over a longer period. It obviously impacts the children more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Adam, we're going to talk more about that funding. We're going to talk about the Olympics as well with you in a second. My lunch with guest today is Adam Holland, CEO of Progressive Sports Derbyshire. And we'll continue our little chat with him after this. ELO, Rock and Roll is King. It always gets me, that song, where I think it's finished and then it hasn't. So how many years have I been doing this? A long time. It is 26 minutes past 12. And my lunch with guest today is Adam Holland, CEO of Progressive Sports Derbyshire. And Adam, we've just been having a chat about how PE has most definitely moved on for kids of today. They get obviously a lot more choice, a lot more excitement. And just talk us through, I know you're sort of a big advocate for that PE can really help children in so many different ways. What sort of ways can PE and being physical and doing fun sporting things, how can it help the kids?
I mean, there's so many ways. I mean, first of all, you know, the health and the well-being, they're outside, they're active, they're in the fresh air. But also on the flip side of the fitness side, that you've also got the social skills. You know, you've got your team building, your team games that we do with the children, the communication. So when they're in a team, they're having to communicate. So they're doing all these different skills, all in one subject. You know, you can bring maths into it, you can, you know, bring English into it and different things like that. So there's so many different areas that PE and sport helps the children. So it's not only just about being, you know, fit and healthy and running around. It brings so much more than that.
Yeah, and I've just been looking at some of the things that you do in your classes and sessions and some. Futsal, which I've learned about, which is like fast indoor football, is that right?
Yeah, so it's with a weighted football, so it doesn't bounce as much. So it's kind of a real skills-based activity, that one.
Okay, you do cricket, which I'm a massive cricket fan, so I'm delighted that you get the youngsters getting on with cricket at an early age. And also you do more, like, really sort of different things, like dance, gymnastics and glow-in-the-dark dodgeball, by the way, which really appeals to me.
Yeah, you won't believe the glow-in-the-dark dodgeball. I mean, it's one of those that schools just cannot get enough of, because, you know, it takes away barriers for the children as well. So, you know, if they maybe don't enjoy PE, or they may be a little bit more self-conscious about what they look like, you stick them into the hall, you turn all the lights off, they've got a bib that glows, and they can just go and have fun. And it's a real inciting, you know, opportunity for them, and environment for them to thrive in as well.
So sounds brilliant. No, carry on, Adam, yes. Carry on.
So we're always looking for new ways, obviously, for the children to be inspired by different sports. So it's not just the standard things like we've mentioned, the cricket and the football and things like that. You know, we do fencing, archery, battlefield archery is a new one that we've brought in as well. So there's so much more for the children to experience nowadays, like you say, from when we were all a lot younger.
Yeah, those horrible PE lessons. I remember once in my primary school, where we had to go down to our, like, knickers and vest. It sounds terrible, but back then that was the thing. And my teacher, I remember, she was really into line dancing, and bless her, she bought in like probably a record player, because I'm talking a long time ago, and she put on some line dancing. And I remember not being able to get the steps right, and literally being shouted at, like, "Get it right, Donna." And I was like, I have no hand-eye coordination. I just can't do it. And those are memories that stick with me. So hopefully the kids of today, clearly glow-in-the-dark dodgeball, are far more entertaining.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, it gives them something to look back on and remember. And we use them as enrichment activities. So we'll go into a school for a full day and the whole school will experience this, you know, and the faces of the children and the sounds that they make as soon as they walk into the hall.
Yeah.
And everything's glowed and the lights are off. They've never seen anything like this before. So we're always looking for new opportunities to provide for the children, just to give them excitement as well, and give them something to look back on in a few years' time.
It's brilliant. And I guess for you, Adam, as someone who's really interested in sport, I mean, I've been glued to the Olympics, and I think some of the stories coming out of the Olympics, I was loving the gymnastics with the two 16-year-old twins, the Gadarova girls. Just, I mean, my 10-year-old son was like, wow, they're 16 and they're in the Olympics. Adam Peaty, of course, for us locally, what a legend. And so many other names I could sort of throw at you. But the Olympics, it seems to be a great catalyst, a great springboard for people to get into sport. Since the Olympics, my son wants to go swimming every single day because he wants to be like Adam Peaty. And the legacy that the Olympics are going to leave, especially for young kids, I mean, that's something that I guess you can really harness at the moment.
Yeah, and that was kind of where the PE funding came in, on the back of London 2012, because they wanted to have that legacy. And they wanted children to continue with, you know, physical activity and getting out there and be inspired by these people that they can see on TV. You know, when we were teaching PE in the London 2012, you know, everyone was doing the Mo, and they're all doing Usain Bolt. So children mimic what they see on TV. We all know that. So, I mean, it's obviously been a bit more tricky this time with the 8 hours time difference to the Olympics this time around. But you've only got to kind of see what we've achieved this year, Team GB. You know, I think you put a stat on, or somebody put a stat on the other day, that Derbyshire and Staffordshire had more medals than Ireland, India and South Africa.
Yes, that's
and
right.
That's a stat for a small kind of county in the middle of the UK. And let's be honest, we're all a small country compared with some of these countries. You know, that's a staggering stat. And we've got medals across the board. So it's not just in one particular event. You know, we've got medals in swimming and boxing and sailing, athletics. So it's great to see, you know, it's not just one sport that Team GB are focusing on. We're excelling in quite a few.
And I guess this love of sport, when you're a child and you love a certain sport, I guess the dream is for that love for sport and that love for being physical and improving your physical health and your mental health, that goes into adulthood. So there's a real sort of lessons to be learned there. I guess you must see this all the time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've all got a favourite sport that we wanted to kind of, you know, I wanted to be a footballer when I was a child. I think most boys and girls want to be footballers, and you think, oh, I'm not good enough to be that. But you know, it's making sure that you're still fit and healthy as you grow up, because you know, when you go through high school, you know, you've got exams, you've got GCSEs that come into it, so opportunities to play sport, you know, exams and your curriculum takes control of that. So it's just making sure that, you know, as you get older, you continue with being fit and healthy, because it'll only stand you in good stead as obviously you get older.
And Adam, what are your hopes for the future? Obviously, you're doing great work in schools. You do other sessions as well, holiday sessions as well. It sounds silly to say, but October half term already, a lot of parents wanting to get their kids into that. What are your hopes for the future as you sort of take your skills and your knowledge out across Derbyshire?
I mean, we were talking about this the other day, and the only thing that we really want to do is inspire as many children as possible across Derbyshire to be fit and healthy. And that's, you know, if, like this week or this summer, should I say, we've got 1,700 children on the course. We want to see more children next summer to come along, and just to see them make a difference as well. And you know, when you see them out on the field and they're enjoying themselves, that's what it's all about. And I know our coaches there at the minute, and they're all putting a lot of hard work in making sure that the children go home with a smile on the face. So we just want to impact and reach out to more children over the next few years and make sure they're all fit and healthy and leaving an active lifestyle.
Well, Adam, it's great work that you do. And I know so many sports coaches who literally put their heart and soul into helping young kids. So well done to you and your team. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Great work you're doing. And you never know, we may have an Olympic star in the future in one of your holiday camps right now. Who knows?
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thank you very much.
No worries. Adam Holland there, CEO of Progressive Sports Derbyshire. Just so great just hearing Adam's voice, the passion he's got for just making sure that kids are fit and healthy. And, you know, I know I harked on quite a lot there about my old PE days, but how things have changed. Glow-in-the-dark dodgeball. My goodness me, seriously. If they had done that at our school, I would have been there. But surely you can remember back to your PE days, literally in wet, rainy Wednesday afternoon in mid-November. Hey, we're going to go and do cross-country. Oh no, what excuse can I think of now? Believe me, it may surprise you. I was the queen of excuses. And back in the day, I used to have my Oh, they might be listening. My parents might be listening, but I'll say it quickly. I've got my dad's signature down to an absolute art. Still to this day, I can still do my dad's signature. So if I needed to get off PE or something, I would just write a note and sign it with his signature. If he is listening, I'm so sorry. So sorry.